This is Jody Apple.
Let's get started. The week's theme, Search the Scriptures, comes from Acts 17 and verse 11, where we read this: "These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." Through the course of our studies, we are looking at Paul's methods in spreading the gospel, the negative results at Thessalonica, the positive results in Berea, the difference between the two, and finally, we conclude our study with this question, "Where are you?" Today's thoughts focus on the positive results at Berea. The passage today that we're going to consider starts in Acts 17, verse 10. "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men." Let's consider something about this passage. Our first point of emphasis is this: the changes we see in Acts chapter 17 are dramatic. It starts with what might be seen as a rather subtle change. Paul and Silas changed locations. In the night, brethren at Thessalonica sent Paul and Silas away. Where did they go? They traveled to the next city, Berea, about 50 miles away from Thessalonica. But the rest of the passage tells us about an even greater change. What Paul and Silas witnessed next was a change in attitude, a change in character, and a change in response. Our second point of emphasis overshadows the first. Though Paul and Silas traveled from Thessalonica to Berea, their approach did not change. They started the same process all over again. They went to the synagogue in Berea, just as they had done in Thessalonica. This is consistent with the method that we witnessed earlier. Paul went to major cities. Paul went to synagogues in those cities. Paul reasoned with the Jews in the synagogues, and he did so from the Scriptures. His main point always, Jesus was the Messiah. But what happened in Berea was radically different from what happened in Thessalonica. Why? Because the residents in Berea were different. They received the word with readiness. They searched the Scriptures daily. They sought to find out whether or not Paul's message was genuine. Having gone through this investigative process, many of them believed Paul's message. We want to understand, as much as possible, the full extent of the differences between the Thessalonians and the Bereans. To do so, we will ask and answer the following questions. What does it mean to say that the Bereans were more fair-minded? What does it mean to say that they received the word with all readiness? How did they search the Scriptures daily? How did they determine whether or not the things that Paul taught were just as he said they were? By answering these questions, we will have a better understanding of their differences. More importantly, we will have a better model that we can copy in our own lives. Let's look at those questions. First one, what does it mean to say that the Bereans were more fair-minded? The Bereans were ascribed nobility. Their nobility in this setting was not due to ancestral heritage or social status. Rather, their nobility reflected a willingness to learn and to evaluate something fairly. It is for this reason that some translations render the term there as noble or fair-minded. The term indicates their willingness to be receptive to Paul's message. What does it mean to say that they received the word with all readiness? The word "received" simply tells us that the Bereans accepted something that was offered to them. They welcomed Paul, and they listened to his message. The term readiness means that they had exceptional interest in being of service, willingness, readiness, goodwill. In this setting, there is an emphasis on goodwill and absence of prejudice. Two key elements, then, relate to the Bereans. They were more noble or fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, and they were eager to learn. The next question, How did they search the Scriptures daily? Berean nobility was not just a general willingness to learn. Their nobility demonstrated itself in a very specific method. The Bereans searched, that is, they sifted, they examined closely the Scriptures to determine whether or not Paul's teachings were true. The Bereans searched the Scriptures because that's what Paul used to teach them. This merits further study. As we will note elsewhere in this series, Paul always focused on Christ. Every time that he taught, the Christ, his deity, his character, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, they were always central to Paul's message. That good news message was always Christ and cross-centered. The message always focused on the Scriptures, specifically the evidence drawn from them that always led to a specific conclusion. Paul, for example, told the Thessalonians that they were to test all things, hold fast what is good. What does this mean? It means to make a critical examination of something to determine genuineness, to put something to the test, to examine. It also means to draw a conclusion about worth on the basis of testing, to prove, to approve. Here, the focus is on the result of a procedure or examination. It means to try to learn something about the genuineness of a thing by examination, by testing, and sometimes by actual use. They wanted to determine the genuineness of Paul's message. A very practical sense of that term is seen in Luke 14, verse 19, where the text says, "I bought 5 pairs of oxen and am on my way to test them out." Spiritually speaking, we see it in 1 Corinthians 11:28, when the text says everyone should examine himself and then eat the bread and drink from the cup. This method of teaching and its corresponding method of learning appears throughout the New Testament. There are 20 occurrences of the term in the New Testament, and this specific form appears in 3 passages, this one and 2 others. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, examine yourselves as to whether or not you are in the faith. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, the text reads, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Exactly how did Paul reach the Bereans? In another passage, Paul taught Lydia and opened her heart. How did that happen? Note the reading. "Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul." That's Acts 16, verse 14. I just said that Paul opened her heart, but the text actually says that the Lord opened her heart. Is there a difference? Not really. Who hardened Pharaoh's heart? Exodus teaches that God hardened Pharaoh's heart, but it also teaches that Pharaoh's heart was hardened due to the teaching of Moses. And finally, Exodus also teaches that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. How can all 3 of these be true? God delivered a message to Pharaoh, but he did so through Moses. Through that message, God and Moses were involved in hardening Pharaoh's heart. But Pharaoh was also responsible because he chose to harden his own heart. In this setting, the Lord opened the heart of Lydia, but the text states that it was to heed the things spoken by Paul. The ESV renders this passage, "One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul." Take note of that expression, pay attention. God did not miraculously plant a message in the heart and mind of Lydia. God, through the instrumentality of Paul, specifically through the gospel that Paul preached, opened the heart of Lydia. Jesus did the same thing as he taught the 2 men who were en route to Emmaus. Luke 24:45 says, "And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures." Just how did Jesus do this? The surrounding context answers that question. Verse 44 tells us that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. How did Jesus open their understanding? by explaining what was written in the law, the prophets, and the writings. In verse 46, we learn that Jesus taught these two men that it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. How did Jesus open their understanding? By explaining what was written about the necessity of his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. That's the same message that Paul delivered when he first went to Thessalonica. That's the same message that Paul and all of the apostles presented everywhere they went. Something else in this text is worthy of mention. When Paul went to the city of Thessalonica, he presented the gospel message to the Jews over the course of three Sabbaths. Though there might have been additional interaction and teaching beyond that, the text doesn't tell us. What is interesting here is this. The Bereans, whom Paul also met in the context of synagogue worship, are said to have searched the scriptures daily. Not just on the Sabbath day, but daily. Their level of interest and their attitude was not only more positive, but apparently it was more intense. In essence, Paul did exactly what we must do. Paul presented the evidence in such a way that it could be checked out. We should never present truth and expect an audience to simply take our word for it. Tell the truth. Cite your sources. Reference your facts. Give your audience material that they can examine and prove to be true. The Bereans took Paul up on that challenge, checked his sources and his facts, and determined that he taught the truth. How did they determine whether or not the things that Paul taught were just as he said they were? Three definitions of the term search need to be mentioned. First, the term means to engage in a careful study of a question, to examine. Second, it can also mean to conduct a judicial hearing, to hear a case. Third, the word can mean to examine with a view to finding fault, to judge, to call to account. Of the three options, the first one, to engage in a careful study of a question, to question and to examine, seems to be the intended meaning. Here is a fuller thought. The Bereans, to try to learn the nature or truth of something, were doing so by the process of careful study, evaluation, and judgment. The Bereans were committed to this process of investigating, of examining, of inquiring into, of scrutinizing, and of questioning what they heard. These principles apply specifically to our own study of God's Word, as well as to every Christian endeavor. In everything, we must have both a willingness to learn and a specific method to determine what is fair and right. Only then can we imitate the Bereans.